shut the hell out. You know how much I hate you right now. Hello, Cupid. I'm Walter, damn it.
Yeah, but tonight you're supposed to be Cupid. I'd rather be working at Walmart. Just play along. So Valentine's Day is a busy time for you, isn't it, Cupid?
This qualifies as elder abuse.
It looks like you're ready to get to work for Valentine's Day. Are you feeling okay?
No, I'm half naked and my nipples are chapped. Now what kind of costume these wings and depends?
So as Cupid, your job is to go around shooting arrows into people's hearts, which then makes them fall in love, right?
Yeah, love, lust, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, so what's the difference between love and lust?
$50. Less in certain parts of Florida.
Oh. Yeah. And why do you shoot arrows?
I don't know. TSA took my Glock? How about that? I don't know.
Let's talk about relationships.
Oh, I am an expert on that.
Okay. So how should a man approach a woman he's attracted to?
From the rear.
No.
And with the size of some of the asses these days, that could be considered a long-distance relationship.
Bubba J, are you married?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, is your wife pretty?
Yeah. No.
What's the difference? The light... Where'd you meet your wife?
At the family reunion. What?
So, Bubba J, where was this family reunion?
At the State Fair.
State Fair, Well, why don't you tell us about the first time you saw your wife?
All right. There she was. More?
Yeah, more. Where was she?
Oh, she's leaning up against the Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
Making it tilt. Sunlight glistening off her curlers. Corn dog in one hand, a Budweiser in the other. Up to her and I said, young woman, you look more delicious than mayonnaise oozing out of a Spam sandwich. And then she smiled. Yeah. What a tooth.
Ahmed, did your parents have much to do with what you do now?
Well, I guess so. My father was a suicide bomber.
Oh, so you guys are a lot alike?
Well, I have his eyes. In a box. And I like to hide them wherever Walter is sleeping. That way, when he wakes up, it scares the crap out of him. You son of a bitch, I'll kick your ass right now. Is that cage locked from the outside?
Yeah, why?
Because he still scares the crap out of me.
So, Ahmed, do you have any good memories of your father?
From my 8th birthday, he got me a puppy.
That's good.
No, it turned into a disaster.
Why?
Because sometimes my father was a very confused man, and that day, my mother told him to go outside and blow up some party balloons.
Yeah,
and that's how I got a dog with no legs.
You had a dog with no legs?
Yeah, he was great. I had him for many years.
Oh, so what'd you call him? Seriously? Seriously. What?
I had a dog with no legs.
What did you call him?
Seriously.
Okay, you're a comedian, right?
Yeah.
I had a dog with no legs. Ask me again.
What'd you call him?
I didn't call him anything because he could never come.
It's not funny!
Ahmed, that's like the oldest joke ever.
Yes, but in my case, it was true. Thanks.
Could he do any tricks?
He can roll over.
It's not funny because if there is any kind of an incline, he couldn't stop himself.
He'd look like a runaway can of pinto beans rolling down a hill. It was the only time I ever saw a cat actually laugh.
What was that?
I killed the fucking cat.
So, Ahmed, I'm not listening. La, 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 la. Ahmed, there's someone here I want you to meet.
Is it a woman?
No.
I already have a goat.
This is a surprise guest.
Ryan Seacrest?
No, damn it! Look, what I want you to do is I just want you to look over there while I'm getting him out so he won't peek. Okay, just look over there.
Oh, wait a minute. When I'm not looking, are you going to kill me?
No, that's actually a good way of doing it, you know.
Kind of old school, but effective. It's like, hey, look at that.
No, just look over there and don't look back until I say so.
Okay, whatever. This is kind of like Christmas, huh?
Yeah. Just look over there. Okay, don't peek. Okay, right. Not going to peek. Could you stay over here? No?
No.
Okay.
Who the hell is that?
Hello, Father.